Hello and welcome to The Lawn Hustle, season number 2, episode 14. In this week's episode, I want to discuss mission statements. Do you operate your business by a mission statement? At Professional Lawn Maintenance, we have a mission statement that says, our mission is to cultivate healthy, lush lawns that enhance the beauty and value of our clients' properties with a focus on integrity, reliability, and customer satisfaction. We aim to exceed expectations and set the standard for excellence in the industry. That is our mission statement. It clearly says you're going to get more than what you expected. We're going to do it with integrity, reliability, and our customers are going to be satisfied because we want to exceed their expectations and we want to set the standard for excellence in the industry. In other words, I want to set the bar. And when every customer sees their property and how well maintained it is, they have a feeling of satisfaction, and their property becomes the envy of the neighborhood, therefore raising the level of professionalism with other companies as well. So do you operate by a mission statement? And what is your mission statement? What is the purpose of a mission statement? It is to clearly define the objectives and the goals of your organization. And it clearly defines what you want to achieve as a business owner, the direction you want your business to flow. In my office, at my desk, I have a vision board. On my vision board, I have printed our mission statement, and it is pinned to my vision board. Every time I look at the vision board, it reminds me of our mission. Mission statements serve in several functions. Number one, mission statements give us guidance. It provides direction to your organization by outlining its primary purposes and its goals. And a mission statement helps to guide decision-making processes. In other words, you set a goal. You have a mission statement that keeps you focused on your goal, guiding you and directing you towards accomplishment. So the purpose of a mission statement, number one, it gives us guidance. Number two, a mission statement offers motivation. Because when you or your employees read the mission statement, it inspires you by articulating to your team a clear and compelling reason for your business's existence. And it guides you and gives you a clear and compelling aspiration. I started my business with a goal of reaching 25 clients. My mission statement kept me focused and gave me guidance because I wanted to be the best. And I wanted to offer my services with integrity and reliability. I don't want my customers to wonder from week to week if I'm going to show up and do the job. I want them to know if they're on my Monday schedule, unless it is pouring rain on Monday, I'm going to be there because I said I would be there on a Monday. Being a man of your word, operating with integrity and reliability. Show up and do the job, and it will produce customer satisfaction. And by being consistent, I can exceed my clients' expectation. If I'm hit and miss and I show up on a Monday one week and a Thursday the next week and maybe not even show up the following week, there's no consistency. And the customer has very little expectation and little to none satisfaction. So a mission statement gives us guidance and it motivates us and gives us a clear, compelling reason for our existence. In other words, why did you start your business? You didn't start out to fail. You didn't start out to quit. You started out because you wanted to be successful in the lawn care industry. You need a mission statement to hold you accountable to your aspiration and to your goal. Number three, a mission statement is an alignment. It helps to ensure that the actions and strategies of all parts of the organization are aligned to the goals of the organization. In other words, it aligns you and your employees with the goal that you set in the beginning. I said, I set my goal of 25 clients. I reached that. I set the bar a little higher. I wanted 50. I reached that. I set the bar a little higher. I wanted 75. I've exceeded that. I kept increasing. Once I reached my goal, I increased my goal by 25 clients. Each time, And now I'm at 144, 145 clients weekly. My goal, I want 165. And when I reach that, I will want 190. I want to keep a clear vision and a clear goal in front of me and in front of my employees. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never know when you get there. So I encourage you to develop you a mission statement for your business, because that mission statement gives you guidance, gives you motivation, and it aligns you and your employees with the goals of your organization. A mission statement also helps with communication. It communicates to external parties. In other words, people outside of your organization, such as customers, partners, if you have investors. It communicates with them what the organization stands for and what the organization aims to achieve, helping to shape the public's perception of you. When I show up to my customers every week and I do the best job that I possibly can do for them, and they have a high expectation of me now because of my work ethic, and they see the results of my labor, not only does it communicate to them that I care about their property, it communicates to the neighbor who is not a client, to the people that drive by and see my trucks with my logo, or see us working with our company shirts on. It communicates to them that professional lawn maintenance cares about their customers. They care about their business, because I see them every Wednesday at approximately the same time at this location. And the property always looks nice. It always looks manicured. The sidewalks and the driveways are always edged. The bushes are always topped off. The grass is healthy and green. There's no trash in the yard. My mission statement holds me accountable to my customers, and not only to my customers, but it communicates to the external, to those people that are not clients of mine. It speaks volumes to them. Someone has asked me several times, what is the best form of advertisement? My go-to answer is your work should speak for itself. When you do a good job, your client is going to tell everyone they know that your business does great work. You show up. You're on time. You do what you say you're going to do, and you don't cut corners. But you show up every week. You do the job. You do it honestly. You do it with integrity. and you are reliable and you are dependable. And that word of mouth becomes the best form of advertisement for you in your business. In essence, a mission statement is a foundational tool that articulates the what, the who, and the why of your organization. The what: we are a lawn care business. The who: we are professional lawn maintenance. And the why: because we want to enhance the beauty and the value of our clients' properties with a focus on integrity and reliability and customer satisfaction, because we aim to exceed their expectations and set the standard for excellence in the industry, in our area. And you need to take it personally. You should have a desire to set the standard of excellence in the industry, in your area. Now, let's be honest. We're always going to have a Dan in a van or a Chuck in a truck. You're always going to have the $20 guy that seems to lower the bar. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that raises the bar of excellence, because I'm a man of my word. I didn't start my business for side money, for weekend money, or for Christmas shopping money. I started my business to be a blessing to my family, a blessing to my community, and a blessing to our church. So I challenge you today, if you do not have a mission statement, sit down with your team. Have a roundtable discussion. Find out your what, your who, and your why. Why am I here? Who are we? And what do we want to accomplish? Write out your mission statement. Keep it before you, because it gives you guidance. It gives you motivation. It aligns you to your team and your team to you, and you're all going towards your goal. And your mission statement will communicate to the external, those that are not within your organization. I hope this helps. I challenge you to be the best you can. You can follow us on our social media platforms. Tune in next week for another episode of the Lawn Hustle.